This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. Tonight, we endeavor to do Daf Chaf Beis. Because of the scheduling, Baruch Hashem, Simchas every night, we're going to try to do the whole lot. So here we go. Says Gemara, Bar Barte, the Rabbi Yanei Saba, Salakamei, the Rabbi Yanei Saba. Bar Barte, the son of the daughter of Rabbi Yanei Saba, Rabbi Yanei the senior, came before Rabbi Yanei Saba. So Rabbi Yanei Saba's grandson came to him, and he wanted to matter another. Amar lei ilu havi yadat de paschen pin kasrach umeshamshemin umemashmishin ba'ivadach. If you would have known that they open up your notebook, they open up your book of reckoning, and they investigate your actions, they analyze your acts, mina dart, would you have made an eder? In other words, there's an idea. There's a very important idea that when a person makes a neder, what happens is Bezdin, the Bezdin Shamala, investigates a person's actions, because it's like a person's making a declaration. I'm making a neder, so I'm better than everybody else. So would you have made the neder? Amar lei loy. He said, no, I never would have made the neder. Visharya. And Rabbi Yanei Saba matered the neder. Now, what is this considered? Is this a... This l'chayra is a Pesach. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, Maikra. What source in the Pasuk reflects this teaching that if a person would have known that... what source is there that a person's actions are analyzed for making a neder? We learn from the Pasuk, V'achar nedarim levaker. After Nevarim, to search, to investigate. Now, what does that mean literally? After you make a neder, you need to get kapara. But we're darshaning it that after nedarim levaker, you are investigated. The Bezdin Shamala investigates you. V'yafa gav de pasach Rabbi Yanei lei, even though Rabbi Yanei was poiseach for his grandson in such a fashion, anan loy paskin alei b'ha. We do not open up a Pesach in such a way. Says the Gemara, v'loy paskinan b'hada achra naisa. And we also don't open up a Pesach in another case. Here's another situation where we don't open up a Pesach. Damar Rabbi Chana Rabbi Yochanan. My Pesach lei Ram Gamliel hu Saba. Rabbi Chana said name Rabbi Yochanan. What did Ram Gamliel, what was he poiseach for an old man? He said, Yesh boite kemad karois cherev. There is someone who makes a word, someone who makes an utterance. It's like a sword that pierces, the lashon chacham emarpe, and the tongue of the wise, it heals. What does that mean? Kol haboita roi ledoiker b'cherev. Somebody who makes a neder, he really should be pierced by a sword. Why should he be pierced by a sword? Because it's a premature obligation. Who says he'll be able to keep it? Ela lashon chacham emarpe. The only thing is, the tongue of a chacham is able to hear it with a pesach. So therefore, a potential pesach is, you tell someone that by making a neder, you should be pierced by a sword. If you would have known how critical the chachamim are of your neder, would you have made such a neder? If the person says, no, I wouldn't have made such a neder. If I would have known, then in fact, that could be a pesach. However, that is another example of a Pesach that we don't use. And here's a third example. V'loy paschin b'hada achronaisa. We also don't make a Pesach out of the next example. The Tanya will learn to Nebraska from Nelson Oymer. Hanoider ki'ilu bana bama. One who makes a neder, it's like he built an altar that is not permitted. V'amakayma ki'ilu makar v'lov karban. And if you fulfill the neder, it's like you brought a karban on it. There's an amazing maral. The maral, I believe, says in Chiddush Agadois that why is making a neder like building a bama? Because what's a bama? You say you're better than every Jew in the world. Every Jew has 613 mitzvahs, but you need to add unauthorized mitzvahs to... You need to, so to speak, separate yourself from the rest of the Jewish people by doing more than everybody else. And why did you have to make a neder? There aren't enough mitzvahs in the Torah. 613 is not enough. You have to add another mitzvah. So you're basically separating yourself from the unit of the Jewish people. And if you actually fulfill the neder, in a way that's even worse. Because not only did you say you're going to make yourself different than the rest of the Jewish people, but in practice you've actually separated yourself from the rest of the Jewish people. The hamakaimoi ki'ilu makrav olav karban. Beresha paschinan. The first case we do use as a Pesach. We tell someone, if you would have known how critical the Chachamim are about making a neder, would you have made a neder? Would you have made a neder if you would have known that the Chachamim consider you like building a bama? If he says, no, I wouldn't have made it, then we are mata the neder. Why? Because we believe him. We don't say, no, he's embarrassed to say, no, I wouldn't. He's embarrassed to say, I would have done it anyway. Why is he embarrassed? It's not the end of the world to build a bama. Building a bama is not a capital offense. But b'seifa, by telling him that if you fulfill the neder, then it's like being makar of a carbon on a bama, which is an iser kares, that's an iser achi of misa. So if we ask him, well, would you have made the neder anyway, even if you would have known that the halacha is that you're chai of misa? So we can't trust him if he says, no, I wouldn't have done it anyway, because he's embarrassed to say, I would have done it anyway. So in the Reisha, we could use that as a Pesach. In the Seifa, we don't. In the Seifa, it's a Machlekes. Abai Omer Paschinan. Abai says, no, in the Seifa, we could still use it as a Pesach. Rava Omer Loi Paschinan. Rava says, we cannot use the Seifa as a Pesach because we can't trust you that you would have done it, that you would not have done it had you known. Rav Kahana, so according to this version, to make a neder, to make a Pesach out of Hanoider Kilu Bana Bama, that we could use as a Pesach, but to make a Pesach out of Vahamakaimoi Kilu Hikrival of Carbon, that we cannot use because we can't trust the guy that he would indeed have refrained because maybe he's lying. Rav Kahana Masni La Lahashmaita Bahadin Lashna. Rav Kahana taught this whole episode in this text, in this language. Rav Tavumi Masni Hachi. Rav Tavumi learned it a little bit differently. How did he learn it? B'seifa loy paschinan. In the Seifa, everyone agrees we don't use it as a Pesach. B'reisha and the Reisha Abai Amar paschinan. Abai says we could use the Reisha as a Pesach of Hanoider Kilu Hikrav Alabama. Rava Amar Loi Paschina. Rava says, no, we cannot use it as a Pesach. V'hilchasa, the halach is, Loi Paschinan, we do not use it as a Pesach, Loi Beresha, V'loi B'Seifa. So in other words, this is going like the version of Rav Kahana, that in the Seifa, everybody agrees, Loi Paschinan, and in the Resha, we paskin like Rava. Okay. Just give me one moment. I'm getting my Gemara that marks the runs. Let's see the run on Daf Chaf Beis. Here we go. Top run. De Paschin Pinkasech Ume Mashmashin Be'oivadech. The fact that you made a neder, nirash shu machzik atzmai kechassid, it looks like you hold yourself like a righteous individual. Shelo yikashal b'nidroi, that you will not stumble in your neder. Mitoch kein, and because of that, minas shamayim poitzchen pinkais, the heavens open up your ledger. of Zichu Yosef, or Memashmishin B'masav. So, very interesting idea that someone who makes a neder, you cause yourself to be examined carefully in the Beis Din Shamala. Now, in a way that's very frightening, does that mean that when someone observes a chumrah and considers themselves a besser mensch, that causes their portfolio to be examined more carefully? Is this something which is particular to nedarim, or is it particular to any chumrah? Because technically, if you observe a chumrah consistently, that's also, it is a neder. You know, so even in a way it's academic, right? I'm asking, well, does this apply to someone who observes a chumrah or only to someone who makes a neder? But if you observe a chumrah, then that is it. That's a nedre mitzvah, right? So that might be, where I come from in the yeshiva where that I was raised, chumrois are not encouraged. You mean it's to help our judgment in a way, right? That's what you mean? Yeah, very nice. Good, very nice thought. In other words, in general, Slabodka frowned upon chumras for many reasons, and this might be another reason. In other words, you think you're being stringent. Now, I remember I once asked one of the rabbim, well, let's say you're at a wedding and you want to learn at the chuppah. So it's a chumrah. Most people are not learning. So is that a chumrah? He said, no, that's not a chumrah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, v'higisa b'yom v'layla. That's a biblical command to learn whenever you're able to. Learning is not a chumrah. Tznios, modesty, is not a chumrah. It's a midah. Okay? So, but chumrah is when there is a view in halacha which is a normative view that it's something is mutter, and you want to take upon yourself the stringent view when others are not observing it. So this might be something to think about. Are you really worthy to so to speak, make yourself be considered a besser mensch? That is not the subject of tonight's share. I just was thinking about it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba, Maikra, Kolarma, Dahachi, Hu, Kida, Amar, Le, Rabbi Yanai. What pasuk indicates the teaching of Rabbi Yanai that by observing a neder, your repertoire is examined? Va'achar nedarim levakar, achar shenadar adar mevakar masaf. V'loi paschin bahadin achrinai. So we also don't use the following Pesach. Da Amar Rabbi Rechana, Ein paschin bezois ha'acharas. Ein poischin bezois ha'acheras, sha'amar Rabba Bar Rechana. We also don't use the following Pesach that Rabba Bar Rechana said. Lefi shemitoch sha'omer loy shechata kol kach, sha'roi ledokra becherav. If we tell you that you've sinned so egregiously that you are worthy to be pierced by a sword, yesh lachosh, we have to be concerned, sha'omer shemescharet, we have to be concerned that the guy will say that he regrets it, even though he doesn't really regret it. Now, the Ran says, one who makes a nether is like he built a bama, it means at a time of an Isser Bamais. Skip about 14 lines. Someone who fulfills the nether, what's wrong with fulfilling a nether instead of being matarit? Then, kilu hikrav al oisai bama karban v'chayv misham shchutei chutz. Bereisha paschinan, Bereisha the Braisa, and the Reisha the Braisa the Reb Nosan, the Hanoider kilo bana bama. One who makes another is like he built a bama paschinan. That kind of Pesach we make shalafisha enu avera gedola kolkach, because the sin is not so egregious. Imenu mischard polibai. If he doesn't regret it, he won't be embarrassed to say I would have done it anyway, because he's not committing such an egregious sin. B'seifa shel oisa b'raisa, and the seifa of that b'raisa, d'hainu ha-mekaimoi, kilu hikrev aleha karben. Rava amar loy paschinan. Rava says, no, we don't use it as a Pesach di'ikal mechash. we're concerned, Shema Mitai Choymer Aver, maybe out of the stringency of the sin, Afal Pishena Mescharet, even though he doesn't really regret it, Mitai Choshum Es Bayesh, because he's ashamed, Yeshaker Loimer, he'll lie and say Shum Mescharet that he regrets it. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Afanana Mitanina. Rav Yosef said, we learned this also in a Mishnah. No, I'm sorry. I skipped. V'loy paschinen baha nami d'shma. We also don't use the Pesach that Shmuel used. Amar Shmuel, Afal pisha mekayma nikra rasha. Even though, if someone fulfills a neder, he's called a rasha. That also we don't use as a Pesach. Amar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said, Maikra, what Pasuk demonstrates the opinion of Shmuel? V'chisechta lindar, if you refrain from making a nedar, lo yia b'chachet, it won't be sinful. So it says by nedarim, chadal, v'yolev chadala chadala, ksiv hacha v'chisechta lindar. It says here, if you will refrain from making a nedar, uchsiv hasam, sham rishaim, chadlu rages. There, the wicked stop their anger. So it says chadal by nedarim, and it says chadal by the wicked. Because as angry as wicked are, they do not get angry in the grave. Right? That's scientists did a study, and they found that even big balei kas, once they're buried, they don't have so much kas anymore. It's a proven fact. They did a lot of studies on this. That when someone is buried in the earth and there are worms eating up his flesh, that's very hard to be angry. Now we go to the topic of anger. Not only because the Monday shir was about anger. And Reb Pinchas said a chiddush from Rabbi Grumblat that not just straight out anger is considered kas, but even if somebody gets annoyed, and even if somebody gets frustrated, that's also a semblance of anger, and that even that a person should try to overcome. Shkoyach. Okay, now we're going to talk about the sugya of kas. Not only because we spoke about it Monday, but also because kas is very important to keep at bay, especially in preparation for the Yom Tov of Pesach, like we mentioned from the Hilga B'nei Yisachar, since it says about the Karm Pesach, called Ben Nechar Lo Yoichal Boy, anyone who's an idolater cannot partake of the Karm Pesach. And since anger is like being Oyver Avodah Zarah, before the Yom Tov of Pesach, a good thing you need to do Bedika on is Kas. So here we go. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learned in a Mishnah that someone who makes Nadarim is considered a Rasha. We're almost up to the Kas Gemara. It says, Kenidre Risham Lo Yarmaklum. If somebody makes a Nadar like Kasher people, it's like they said nothing. Kenidre Rishaim, if somebody says they're making a Nadar like wicked people, then Nadar Benazir V'Karban Rishua, then it is a valid Nadar by Naziris, Karbanos, and Shuas. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonison, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Stanim Rav Yonison. Kal HaKoyes, Kol Mine Gehenim Shaltim Boy. Anyone who gets angry, all types of purgatory rules over him. Shenemar, like it says, V'hasar Kas Milibcha, remove anger from your heart, V'haver Ra Mibisarecha, and remove evil from your flesh. Ve'ein ra'a ela gehenim. Evil refers to the purgatory. Shenemar, koil payal Hashem lema'anehu. Everything God created for his sake. Ve'gam rasha, even the wicked person. Li'ayim ra'a, for the day of evil. The day of evil is the day of gehenim. So, if someone gets angry, all kinds of gehenim rule over him. Now, what does it mean, all kinds of Gehenim? Gehenim sounds like the opposite of an ice cream store. Nowadays, if you go into an ice cream store, there are all kinds of ice cream. When I was a kid, there was basically chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate and vanilla mixed. Now, if such an ice cream store would open, they would be closed by the department of, I don't know what, okay? You know, there's so many different types of flavors of ice cream. They have power of ice cream. They even have fleishik ice cream, you know? No, they don't. But they have all kinds of varieties of ice cream. So what? They're varieties of Gehenna. What does that mean? They're varieties of Gehenna. What kind of varieties of Gehenna? So let's see the Ran. The Ran says, V'yalif chadol chadol d'hocha hochi kamar b'chisach d'alindar lo yia b'chachet. If you refrain from making an Adarim, you will not have a sin. But ha im loy sechdal, but if you don't refrain, yia b'chachet, you'll have a sin. Kenidrei rishayim nadar benazir b'karbon v'shua alma noida rasha mikri. We see it, that's what it makes nedar, is called a rasha. Kol adam hakoyes kol mine genem shaltamai, says Iran. Lefi shakas mevi'ay lichbar be'ikar. Anger brings you to be koifer be'ikar. So this is already the davar yafa be'itai. The rasha in the Haggadah is koifer be'ikar. And the rasha in Masechta Nedarim, the Baal Kas is koifer be'ikar. Can you imagine? Somebody who's a Baal Kas, who ultimately deny God. Kedamrin Parak Rabbi Lazar de Oireik, Demeshaber Kel b'chamasa, if you break Kelim in your anger, yeah be'enecha ko'eved avodes kechavim. So if you get angry, it will bring you to be koifer be'ikar. So all kinds of Gehenna will rule over you. I remember there's a rush here. One second. Take a look in the rush. Kasha. I have part of my rush is rubbed out. You see the rush? Kol mine gehenim shaltamai. Kasha. What's the next word? Kasha legufai. Oh, very good. It's bad for your body. Kilu haya nidain b'chol mine peranius b'gehenim. Basically, anger is so detrimental to your health, to your body, it's like you're being judged with all kinds of punishments in Gehenna. I think that's, you know, medically accurate. Anger is really unhealthy. Inami, what's the next word? It's rubbed out. Mitoich kasa, I guess. Bali de avera. If I'm not mistaken, I heard from Rav Victor Miller that every type of sin has a different type of Gehenna. So since Gehenna will be, since Kas will bring you wherever it leads you, it could end up leading you to all types of sins. So therefore, Kal Hakoyes Kal Mine Gehenna Shaltamai. Okay. Vaiter in the Holy Gemara. Not only that, hemorrhoids will take control of you. God will place in you there, lev ragas, a heart of anger, eyes that long, and a pained soul. And it's, so it says that in this context, an angered heart, and ezo davar shemachalas, what causes the eyes to yearn for better days, umardiv es hanefesh, and causes pain to the soul, have oimer zet tachtoinias. So basically, anger causes hemorrhoids. Yeah, doctors, what do you say about that? Is that one of the causes of hemorrhoids?
High blood pressure,
stress, agitation, you're all farklempt, and you know what being farklempt could cause. Okay. So, weiter. Ula b'miskel Eretz Yisrael. Ula, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, islavu le'train b'nei Chozoi b'adei. He was accompanied by two people from Chozoi. Amar le'i l'ula yos avdi. I'm sorry. Kam chad shachtel chavrei. One of them got up and shachted his friend. Amar le'i l'ula yos avdi. He said to Ula, did I do? No? Fratin Gerech, did I do the right thing? Amalei in. Yeah, you did great. You should have uncovered the place where you cut his throat. Amalei in, uparla beis hashchita. You should have uncovered where you shechted him. Basically, Ula was afraid for his life. So he said, good katin. Kiyasa l'kamed Rabbi Yochanan Amalei, when Ula came to Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm sorry, Ula said, Dilmachas Hashem achzike yidei ovdei avera. Maybe I strengthened those who sin. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, nafsha chitzalt, you saved your life. Now, I don't understand this. If I'm not mistaken, in the Rabbeinu Yoina, don't you have to be Moiser Nefesh, not to be Machnif? Right? One of the Arba, where is it? In the Arba, in the Shari Tshuva, one of the Arba Kitim, She'ena Mekavlan Pnei Shechina, is Kat Chanifim, yeah? And doesn't Rabbeinu Yoina say you have to give up your life for that? Which, by the way, is a chiddush that you have to give up your life for that. But according to Rabbeinu Yoina, wasn't sure how to learn this Gemara. Anyone have a Masifta Gemara there?
I have a Safa Brura, yeah.
What Safa Brura?
Like the condensed Masifta, but it's very similar.
Yeah, check there if they ask on Rabbeinu Yoina. That how is Ula allowed to do this? Do they have like the Koivetz Biurim in the back?
No, it has the commentary on the bottom. But not the back.
Check over there. I would imagine somebody's got to ask this question. Anyway, Katamar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was bewildered. Michti, Ksiv v'nasan Hashem lecha sham lev ragas. It says Hashem will give you there a heart of anger. That's only in Bavel, Bavel Ksiv. And Ula was in Eretz Yisrael. And that means the guy with him was in Eretz Yisrael. So how could a Yid get angry in Chutzla in Eretz Yisrael? Anger is only for Chutzlaretz. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't understand the story. I thought you only get angry in Chutzlaretz. So Amar Lei, Ula said, no, don't worry. Because at that moment, we didn't cross the Jordan yet. So that's how they got angry. Okay? That concludes Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. But don't go anywhere. No. Once you're grandfathered into the rest of the block. Sorry. Okay, let's see on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph finish the runs. Upara Blei Beis Hashchita. Sheyom Esmahar, you should have uncovered where you slit his throat so that he would die sooner. Nafsha chitzalta, shel malei kein hoya hargecha. If you wouldn't have praised him, he would have killed you. Katama Rabbi Yochanan, v'nasan lecha sham, lev ragaz, bebavel ksiv, v'heich gavar kasoy shel oisoy ben mechuzo kokach, lareges chavera. How could someone kill his friend in Eretz Yisrael? By the way, that's very interesting. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan said it's impossible for someone to get angry and kill someone in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's a little puzzling. Is that really true? There are no roitzchim ever in Eretz Yisrael? Hahu shaito lo avinon yardinov, evar yardin, loynis kadesh lahavas ha'oimer, was not sanctified to bring the oimer. And that is a chiddush. Ulamiksas kedushais, fine. That completes the runs on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Now we're ready to do Chaf Beis Amud Beis, okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.